I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 17th. The Quincy City Council may vote tonight on a proposal to purchase a building in Quincy Center with the ultimate goal of creating a new home for Quincy College. The administration wants to buy the Monroe Building for $23 million. Ultimately, the administration wants to tear down the building and put up a new 16-story building for the college and for city offices at a cost of at least $100 million. National Grid is beginning a major underground cable replacement project in Quincy today. The utility company will begin working at Newport Avenue, Stratton Way, and West Squantum Street. The project will replace cables between North Quincy and the Field Street substation on the Southern Artery. Phase one of the project will be completed this July. The MBTA is reminding riders that face coverings are still required on all modes of transportation, regardless of your vaccination status. The T says those who refuse to comply may be denied service and removed from the system. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 17th.